From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, President Obama chose New York City's health commissioner as his director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. As NPR's Richard Knox found, many public health experts are overjoyed with the appointment.
There's no more activist public health official in the land than Tom Frieden. Here's how he set out his philosophy on NPR's Talk of the Nation back in 2006.
The way public health works best is by changing the context so that people don't have to think twice to drink water that's fluoridated or use paint that doesn't have lead in it. In the same way, we want to make the environment such that the healthy choice is the default value.
Frieden was talking about getting trans fatty acids out of New York City's restaurant food, but he's re-engineered the city's environment in other ways. He's required restaurants to post calorie charts, banned smoking in restaurants and bars, handed out millions of free condoms, tracked blood sugar tests to see if people's diabetes is under control. He wants to lower the salt in prepared foods. Dr. Michael Clagg is a big Frieden fan. He's dean of the Bloomberg School of Public Health at Johns Hopkins University.
Tom Frieden has made the New York City Health Department a model for the world. He has taken on big picture issues, things that have great impact that they're so common, like cigarette smoking, that sometimes we don't realize that we can make a change.
Not everybody likes Frieden's approach. The Center for Consumer Freedom calls him an overzealous activist who doesn't give any consideration to personal responsibility or privacy. The group is funded by the restaurant and food industries.
Many of the objections to what he's done are by people who won't make as much money selling things.
Objectors will have to wait and see what Frieden does at the CDC. On the horizon is a big decision on whether to deploy a vaccine against swine flu. Richard Knox, NPR News.